Fine, and today I will be presenting the poster numbered FRI-047. The FGF19 analogue aldafermin NGM282 improves non-invasive tests in patients with NASH. I am presenting this poster on behalf of all authors. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease now affects 25% of the population globally and represents a significant health issue with a broad impact on public health. Individuals at risk of the complications of NAFLD need to be identified and treated. However, developing therapeutics for NAFLD and NASH is difficult, as ascertaining endpoints often requires a liver biopsy. Non-invasive tests can provide an insight into changes in liver histology at different time points. Aldafermin is a novel FGF19 analogue that inhibits bile acid synthesis, reduces steatosis, and improves hepatic inflammation and fibrosis in individuals with NASH. It has recently been studied in a phase 2, 24-week, double-blind, placebo-controlled, multi-centre study in individuals with biopsy-proven NASH. This study demonstrated that in individuals treated with aldafermin, there was a significantly greater reduction in steatosis, improvement in NAS score, and reduction in fibrosis compared with placebo. Using these well-characterized cohorts, our aim was to examine the efficacy of several widely used non-invasive algorithms to detect a response to aldafermin. Of the subjects recruited for the study, 60% of the cohort had type 2 diabetes and the mean BMI was 35 kilograms per meter squared. Subjects were required to have at least 8% liver fat content on MRI and also underwent a liver biopsy at baseline, which needed to demonstrate a NAS score of at least 4, with 1 point from each component, as well as F2 or F3 fibrosis. In cohort 1 of the study, 82 subjects were randomized to either aldafermin 3 milligrams, 6 milligrams, or placebo as a daily subcutaneous injection for 12 weeks. In cohort 2, 94 subjects received open-label aldafermin 0.3 milligrams, 1 milligram, or 3 milligram for 12 weeks in a dose-finding study. The non-invasive tests studied were Fib4, the ARPRI ratio, fatty liver index, and the triglyceride HDL cholesterol ratio, both at baseline and 12 weeks. In terms of the results, at baseline, all ARPRI, Fib4, fatty liver index, and triglyceride HDL ratio values were similar across all cohorts, as demonstrated in Table 1. Table 2 demonstrates the change from baseline to week 12 in the non-invasive test scores. In terms of the non-invasive tests for fibrosis, which were ARPRI and Fib4, treatment with aldafermin led to reductions in these scores in both the double-blind and the open-label cohorts. Similarly, the non-invasive test for steatosis, the fatty liver index, also reduced with treatment with aldafermin, as did the marker of insulin resistance and cardiovascular risk, the triglyceride HDL ratio. In contrast, there was no change in the non-invasive test scores in the placebo groups. Improvements in non-invasive test scores were seen as early as 2 weeks with the aldafermin and continued throughout the study, as demonstrated in figures 1-4. In summary, non-invasive algorithms detecting the presence of steatosis and fibrosis were able to detect responses to aldafermin therapy in individuals with NASH. These tests are simple and inexpensive to use and may be more practical than liver biopsy. Given the huge numbers of individuals with NAFLD in Europe, the US and Australasia, these non-invasive tests will be a useful monitoring tool for use during therapy with NASH.